Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
We are Odyssey Management. We give ourselves our own raises, don't we, Breezy?
That's not the case. I don't know who you're talking to. It's not what my contract said.
Yeah, I'm giving myself a raise. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's time to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's get over to... You know what? I'm going to start today. I've tried and tried to like John Mulaney. I've watched his stand-up. I've watched his specials. I've even tried laughing just to fake it, but he's not funny. There, I said it. And I think a lot of people are funny, but I just can't. There's some people I've tried and I've tried, but, you know... He's not everyone's cup of tea.
But then again, I don't know who that is.
Then again, neither are we. What do you mean you don't know who he is? He's the Jewish stand-up comedian. John Mulaney. You know who he is.
I've never seen this man in my life.
Okay. Yes.
I just Googled him. Yeah, no. Then he's definitely not funny if I don't know about him there.
He just hosted SNL back in November.
Does anyone still watch that?
Does anyone still watch SNL?
Do they?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, they...
Nobody does, like, appointment TV anymore is kind of what I'm saying. All right. Let's get into it, shall we? This person says, sororities are just you buying friends. There, I said it. If you're in a sorority, you're lame as hell.
You know, it's the one thing about college that I regret not being a part of.
A sorority?
Well, a frat.
I don't know. And going frats to- at MCC.
Yeah,
they're,
I know.
Like, try Delta, brother. You're like, we're at a community college. I live at home, so.
Wait, community colleges don't have frats?
No.
But some
Are
do.
Are you high?
Come on. Yes, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do not. The only, like, Greek that they have is, like, National Honor Society. They'll, like, throw a phi sign in there. They're like, yeah, we're in Delta Phi. Zeta!
Oh, yeah. All right.
My cousin was a part of sorority. She's like, Zeta. I'm like, I don't know. Are you having a stroke?
Well, if MCC does have one, I would have been a part of it, but my dad probably wouldn't have let me.
So. You still have an opportunity to make a... Remember House Bunny with Anna Faris? Yes, you do. She was kicked out of the mansion, the Playboy mansion.
Yeah.
And then she went on to...
Start her own sorority?
No, she needed a place to live. So she's like, I'll be the house mother. And they were like, okay, weirdest sorority ever. Then they became the hottest because she was a Playboy model.
So I should offer to go to MCC and start cleaning out the dorm rooms?
That's what I'm saying. You could be a den daddy. I love that for you. I love that.
A den daddy.
I don't know.
To MTV. What's up, Jim? Being a homeowner is the worst decision someone can make. There, I said it. 4 years living in Irondequoit, and I've done nothing but dish money out on a house that is 100 years old. Buying a house is a huge mistake. There, I said it. I don't know, Jim. Is buying a house a huge mistake, or buying a house that's a fossil a huge mistake? Because there's a difference.
I know. I was just thinking about that earlier today for some reason. I was like, I can't wait to buy a house. And then I started thinking about, like, what if my hot water heater tank breaks? What if I need to replace something that's $5 million?
The things that you can do, or homes that need improvement, the possibilities are endless, Breezy, on what you have to dish money out for.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
He's all I need.
This person says, if your adult children still live with you and work full time, they need to start paying rent. The free ride is over. There, I said it. That's from Jess. Jess is pissed. After a certain age, you should have to redo your driver's test because people are morons. There, I said it.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty, yeah. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah. Mine for today is this. I don't believe that Uncrustables are just for kids. There, I said it. I have been craving an Uncrustable for quite some time now, and I need to go get one. And for anyone that's like, you can only eat Uncrustables or Lunchables or whatever, when you're 10 and up or 10 and below, I don't subscribe to that behavior.
Oh, okay.
I need an Uncrustable right now.
Yeah, the Uncrustable commercial came on TV yesterday when we were doing the show, and Breezy freaked out.
Whatever. Needed it.
Let's go over to this person. Hi, guys. Oh, Jackie's here. I'm a 47-year-old mom, and Abercrombie still has the best-fitting jeans on the market. There, I said it. Do not be embarrassed, ladies, to shop there. You'll thank me later, I promise. Yeah, last year I was at Eastview Mall, and I walked through an Abercrombie and Fitch. I felt like I was going to get arrested. You just feel like I shouldn't be here. I felt like I was walking through a high school cafeteria.
Yeah, that and Hollister. Is Hollister still a thing? It's like, every time I get in there, I'm like, I'm on the Pacific Coast.
They definitely closed the one down in Marketplace Mall.
Along with every other store in there. Besides the Ethiopian restaurant. That's still standing.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah! It's like 1999 in here. Got the puka shell necklaces, a little sun in the tips of my hair.
It's time we take a break.
Wait, I got to go over to Nancy here. Nancy has a little PSA. Hi, guys. I recently lost Wi-Fi, my cat. I think a fox behind our house got him. I am just all torn up about it. He was such a beautiful cat. I wish I could choke the fox who got a hold of him. I will be going to Lollipop Farm this weekend to purchase a new cat, but I just want to let everyone know to please adopt, don't shop. There, I said it. Okay. So sorry to hear about Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's crazy. Nicole's here for a rebuttal. She goes, I'm almost 22, making $45,000 a year, living at home, and I'm not ready to leave. My parents are fine with it. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Take that, Jess.
Keep that train on the tracks, girl. Choo-choo. Sup, guys, it's Dave from Churchville. Marry the person that you're most uncomfortable around that challenges you, not the person you love. There, I said it. Okay, so my gastroenterologist.
They're like, sir, you should put the pizza down.
Oh, and let's end it with Maddie here. Good morning, guys. Got it there. I said it for this morning. I found a curly hair in my breakfast sandwich this morning.
I'm gonna puke.
I understand some people hate their jobs, but I truly wish some people in the service industry would just try a little bit harder. I guess fake it till you make it means nothing to them anymore.
And this is where I stop eating, so.
Yeah, I guarantee you that curly hair did not come from someone's chin. All right, let's take a look.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I feel like a lot of people in the city are a little frustrated with the laws, the regulations, the mayor, dare I say. And
our old Fleeky Maliki.
Yeah, he's absolutely crushing it. Well, kind of. No shade, but it is nice to have options. So that's exactly what's happening. The race for the mayor of Rochester is growing. City Council member Mary Lepin announced Tuesday night on her social media that she was entering the race for Rochester mayor. She's a progressive who lives in the Beechwood neighborhood, and she has represented the city council's East District since January of 2020. So it'll be nice to have a new face, new name, figure out what's going to be working best for the city. She's passionate about fighting poverty, institutional racism, housing rights, improving the quality of life for all Rochesterians, and hopefully figuring out what's going on with that bail reform. Don't worry, though. Mayor Malik Evans is still in the running. He announced his reelect bid on Friday.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And that is all going to come to a head. The primary election on January 24th, with the general election scheduled on November 4th.
I'll never forget when he showed up to the 13th annual Bachelor Auction.
And I was like screaming at everyone.
We were hosting. I was like, hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you? Are you going to be bidding on any of these bachelors tonight?
He's like, only you, miss. Only you.
Yeah, we all know how that turned out. Absolute crickets that night.
I was like, guys, if you buy someone, you have to pay for them.
I was like, can we please, for the love of God, start the bidding at $5?
I got a little testy with people. I'm not going to lie.
So. Breezy's like, nope, $250. Crickets. Like, oh, God, this is so painful. It's like watching a car accident.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, would you give a stranger a ride? It's a pretty legitimate question, considering some people are definitely more trusting of others, even today. Yesterday, found myself in a sticky situation. Stranger asked me for a ride.
Are you kidding me?
Did I let them into my car? I'll tell you coming
You're
up
joking.
Next.
You're joking.
Do you give a stranger a ride? It's a pretty legitimate question.
You're nuts.
Considering some people are definitely more trusting of others, even today. It's Peaks Y Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yesterday afternoon, found myself in a sticky situation. And
okay.
I'll start off by saying this. 2024 was a good year for me. And I promised myself that I would go out of my way in 2025 to find ways to pay it forward and to take advantage of doing some good deeds if they came my way. Well, yesterday, an opportunity presented itself. Sitting in my car at the post office.
Oh, God.
Just mailed.
Cue the anxiety. Cue the anxiety.
I just mailed a couple of things out to our lovely listeners. And I'm staring at my phone and a woman just starts tapping on my window. Freaked me out a little bit because obviously you're not paying attention.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there she was, her breath and everything. And I won't lie, she looked a little disheveled. So I rolled my window down and I said, can I help you? And she says, I need a ride. I said, where to? And she goes, I need you to take me up the hill. I said, is everything okay? And she says, I'm cold and I need to go see Norman. I said, who's Norman? Is that your husband? And she says, I need a ride. I can't make it up there. Now this is where I start to take my time and assess the situation. Because you
Now you unlocking the doors. Get on in.
No, you can't.
Come on in, Shirley.
You can't be too sure of these things. Can I trust this person? I don't know. She was a bigger woman. And when I was talking to her, I won't lie. She sent a little bit of a shiver down my spine. And I also noticed she was carrying a duffel bag. So instead of inviting her into my car, which I just cleaned, mind you, I said, why don't you point me in the direction of where you're going, and I'll carry your duffel bag up the hill for you, and we'll go see Norman. And she didn't like that idea. She says, no, I want a ride. I said, no problem. I'll go ahead. I'll call you an Uber, right? I'm giving this woman options. Okay? She didn't like that either. Not to mention, she didn't know what the hell I was talking about. She's like,
was she on drugs?
No, I don't think so. She says, by the grace of God, I will make it. Now I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, gosh. Take me to Norman. I need to go see Norman. I'm like, so I'm looking at her body language. And for whatever reason, I'm just getting a sense that there's no Norman. You know what I'm saying? There is no Norman. He doesn't exist. I said, will you excuse me for a second? And I rolled up my windows and I floored it. I completely panicked. Something was completely off, you guys. I don't know what it was, but something felt off. And I thought about this all night long last night.
Literally can't.
This consumed me last night, okay? Because I couldn't figure out if I had made the right decision or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, man, should I have just given her the ride? What's the worst that could have happened? Oh, I don't know. I can think of probably a number of things.
Her pulling a gun on you?
Not to mention, one night when I was living in Hollywood, I was pulled over on the side of the road. It's a little after 2 a.m., right? And I'm sitting there, and this guy who was dressed
sketchy.
As...
sketchy?
I don't know. This guy came up to my window. He's dressed as the Unabomber. He starts knocking on my window and starts screaming that he needs me to let him in. I said, hell no. I'm not letting this guy into my car. But it gave me PTSD because there's a news story on their local station, KTLA in Los Angeles, that there was a crazy guy going around in Hollywood trying to get into people's cars. He got into some car that was an Uber and he stabbed the driver. So I was like, yeah, that crossed my mind a little bit yesterday.
For sure.
I still felt guilty, but this is what happens when you've watched every murder documentary ever made. You second guess, does this woman have an agenda? Did this woman really just need a ride, or did she want to have sex with me, remove my teeth, and use them for wall art? I don't know.
Here's the situation, very specific. I would have skipped. You went way more steps than I would have. The second the tapping would start in the window, I would have floored it. I would have screamed. I would have said, floored it. They were probably just like, hey, you have a flat tire. You know what I mean? Like, just so.
See?
I'm so paranoid about everything.
Let me ask our lovely listeners, if this was you and this old disheveled lady knocked on your window while you were pulled over, would you have let her in to go see Norman? Would you have taken her up the hill?
The issue that I take with a lot of these stories that you're sharing with this woman from yesterday and the guy in LA is the entitlement. There's no asking, hey, can you give me a ride? I'm down bad. It's, let me in your car. It's like, oh, yeah. No,
you know,
you ask nicely and then you come in. It's like, were you raised in a barn?
And there's no really I don't know. There's no presentation anymore. It's like, you got all day to come up with some sort of great presentation.
Lube it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
But you just falling into my driver's side window and asking for a ride, it doesn't work for me. 585-252-9800. No, she wasn't drunk. She was a little older. She's carrying around this duffel bag. She was very disheveled. And I gave her some options. But I'm not going to lie. I was consumed yesterday on whether or not I made the right decision. Should I have just taken her up the hill? I don't know.
What hill? Where were you?
I was right by the post office. There's this residential street. I'm in Winton Village. And she had to go all the way up. And then she wanted me to turn left into this neighborhood to go see Norman. And I'm like, not to mention yesterday, there was probably about 3 inches of snow on the ground. At least in the afternoon. They weren't shoveling these side streets, you know what I'm saying? The main roads, yeah.
That's tough.
Chrissy says, absolutely not. I don't give people rides in Moose. I think you did the right thing, even though she came off as a sweet old lady. Nobody said sweet.
No.
A few months ago, I was at the Speedway. A woman begged me for a ride home. I had her turn around and empty out all her pockets to check if she had weapons or not. And while she was taking everything out of her pockets, I got scared and I took off. All right, well, you had the right idea, Chrissy.
This person says, well, I would also feel guilty. You did the right thing. This person says, absolutely effing not. No shot in hell. This is the same guy who, mind you, was in the middle of a robbery and opened the door for the robber and said, have a nice day, sir. Thank you so much.
Park Ave gets scary at night. Sherry says, hi, guys. Moose, don't feel bad. I left breakfast with my family last Saturday morning, and right outside the restaurant, A guy stopped me in the middle of the road. He was using a translator app to tell me he missed the bus and needs a ride to class. I got suspicious because it was a Saturday, but I told him I couldn't do it, and he punched my side view mirror of my car. I don't trust people, and you shouldn't either. Yeah.
I don't trust anybody. I don't even trust you. You know what I mean? But
no, I hear you.
That's how things go.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I got to figure out who Norman is.
You're like, I also have an appointment with Norman. 98 PXY.